from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Speaking of fun, I mean, he is known as Mr. Fun. Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joins us now. Follow him on Twitter, Jim Ozarski. Jim, thanks for coming on. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think that's a new moniker for me, but I'll take it.
Mr. Fun, Jim Ozarski. We'll just roll with that one for a while. Okay, so let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and kind of how this whole thing played out. Okay, so first off, I think Bucks fans are furious, based on what I can tell on social media, for one main reason. Not necessarily because of, you know, they think the player's going to suck for their whole career or anything like that. I think a majority of them are pissed off because they thought that this was going to be a draft in which they could get a couple of players that might be able to help them, get better next year, get younger, and actually be a part of a rotation, unlike the other young guys on this basketball team. What say you to the way that they went about doing business in this draft as far as the Bucks go?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to satisfy an entire fan base there, Sparky. I see both edges of this, right? Look, they don't have a first-round pick next year. As it stands, they don't have a second-round pick until 2031. And if you're John Horst and Doc Rivers and you're sitting there looking, okay, wait a minute. If we pick a rookie, we'll use the easy in-town guy, Tyler Kolek, right? Probably a ready-made backup point guard. How much is Tyler going to play? Well, I don't know. 8-10 minutes. Okay, maybe that's helpful. Where's Andre Jackson Jr. in this? Where's a free agent in this? If the thought is that rookie isn't going to play a ton, why not just go all the other way? Go 19 years old and bet that the development can work and you'll have maybe someone better or more capable than just a 10-minute-a-game player a couple of years from now. I could see it both ways. Maybe in the context, Sparky, of the very few free agents they can sign here, it'll make more sense. Maybe Andre and Marjan are ready to really contribute this year in a way maybe we're not thinking about. I guess that's all to be seen, and maybe help, can inform us a little more, a few months from now.
So A.J. Johnson was their first pick on Wednesday, a kid that barely got to play in Australia in their professional league. And Charlie went back and looked it up. There are guys that have went over there, like LaMelo Ball, and put up pretty significant numbers and did fairly well. It's not like we haven't seen somebody go over there out of high school and play at a high level. So that leads me to believe that he probably is a ways away from kind of contributing to this team. Secondly, is he more of a point more than he is an actual wing?
Yeah, I mean, John Horst says he's going to be 6'5", play at 6'5". I think he's a guard. I think when we talk about wings, you're sort of in that 6'6" to 6'8".
Correct. Yes.
Frame, Sparky. So, yeah, I think he's a guard. You know, yeah, he didn't play a ton. You mentioned LaMelo. That's different. I mean, LaMelo played a bunch over there.
A ton.
And scored and was sort of, you know, for lack of a better word, kind of a star. You know, AJ, you know, I guess we'll see. You know, he's very slight. It's a physical league, you know, and maybe he just physically couldn't play, you know, to at least that many minutes. I mean, LaMelo's, again, a bigger player. So, yeah, I don't think there's any mistaking here, Sparky, that, you know, AJ, while he may have elite speed, as John Horst says, you know, he needs to bulk up a little bit. You know, you can't really play in the NBA at 160. You know, maybe you can, but it's not going to be easy. So it feels like that's a big part of what, you know, the Bucks are going to work on him with, along with his skill set.
I know what John Horst said. John Horst said, oh, he's fast. Oh, he's athletic. This is my thing. I said this yesterday after the Tyler Smith pick and before the Tyler Smith pick, because everybody was bringing up Kolick, like you said. It's like, there's no chance. They could be the last team in the NBA. They aren't taking them. John Horst, outside of DiVincenzo, and even he was athletic, doesn't take those guys. He is a John Hammond protege. They draft long, athletic guys that can play above the rim, and they think about shooting last. That's just kind of how it's been under. That's how it was under Hammond. That's how he was in Orlando. That's how it's been here. Beauchamp, Andre Jackson, Livingston, go through all these guys. They're all the same type of players. And to this point, he hasn't hit on them. When you look at the tape, what do you see in A.J. Johnson?
You know, I see a project, you know, and I mean, look, Sparky, generally speaking, that's what most draft picks are.
Hold on. You could have had that kid from Kansas who fell past the Bucks twice, who clearly is a shooter and could have stepped in and played. Whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah. Johnny Furphy. I mean, he's 20 as well. Here's the thing. I mean, unless you're a bad team, Sparky, guys aren't playing. Like, you're not, you know, no matter who they pick, that player isn't walking in and starting next to Damian Lillard.
No, but he doesn't have to walk in and start, but he can walk in and play more than what they've got from a young guy perspective, I would think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Furphy doesn't start in, maybe Furphy doesn't get minutes in Indiana for the Pacers, but I would think if you look at that bench last year for the Bucks. And we don't know what it looked like. It was Bobby Portis, and half the time he had a start because everybody kept getting hurt. But it was Bobby Portis off the bench, and that was the only consistent starter you had as far as scoring points.
Yeah, and that's fair, you know. And I think it's part of that, Sparky, is a function of, you know, when your top three players or four make as much money as the Bucks core four
right.
does.
Yep.
But going back to what you know, you're asking about what you see in AJ Johnson. Look, I mean, the speed is you're drafting on the ability that, okay, that he can keep that speed as he gains, what, 30, 35 more pounds over time here. And, you know, John thinks he can be a three-level scorer. We'll see. It is a gamble and what they can do. And you're right. In terms of the win now part of a bench, I think that's what these three free agent spots are for, and then AJ Tyler Smith are for 3 years down the line when you hope that, you know, the rest of that skill set can kind of build out and maybe match the physical stuff that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You know, that is special. Like, Tyler Smith isn't he's not jumping out of the gym, but he's got some gifts, you know, that can allow him to do some things defensively. So, yeah, Sparky, it was kind of an in-between draft, I think. Like you either get younger now, or now you're in 2 years, you're waiting till 2026.
Okay, but let's go over this for a second. So we're talking about a bench that's going to have Tyler Smith on it, A.J. Johnson, Beauchamp, Andre Jackson, Chris Livingston, and A.J. Green. Those are six players, and of those six, only A.J. Green anybody kind of trusts at this point. That's a lot of dudes that you really can't go to when you need to go to them if you're Doc Rivers.
So, I guess my counter to that, Sparky, is on a 15-man bench, only eight are playing in the playoffs, right?
Sure, fine.
So, and if the issue, okay, so now we know that. So that means Chris Livingston, Tyler Smith, A.J. Johnson, maybe A.J. Green in some spots aren't going to play in the playoffs. Okay, so let's move that aside. If the argument or a beef, if you will, with the Bucks and coaches is, oh, they never play the young guys, or how are they going to develop? Well, okay, well, now they're there. You mentioned that's half the roster. We know Giannis and Dame and Chris are going to miss games. What does that mean? That means the young guys have to play. So I think it's not perfect. I don't think anything ever is, Sparky, but if you're a fan, this might be the way to see it. Is like, okay, whoever these free agents are that they sign, those are going to be your 8 to 9 that carry you through the playoffs. And during the other 82, you actually get to see these young guys play a little bit, because they kind of have to once injuries mount up or rest or whatever, however they choose to load manage.
Tyler Smith, their second-round pick, Jim Ozarski, I think is closer to being in a rotation for the Bucks than the first-round pick based on, again, what I've seen from him in overtime elite. A stretch four, I think, is what he is now. I saw some crazy stuff from Jake Fisher, NBA insider, talking about how they may see him as a future five behind Brooke Lopez. I don't see that at all. I think he's more of a stretch four. What do you make of Tyler Smith?
Yeah, I agree. I think the 7'1" wingspan, makes you think, oh, he can be a rim protector. What's interesting is, you know, his max vertical. So what that means for fans is, you know, when you're running and you jump, is 38 inches. That's very good. A.J. Johnson has that. However, his standing vertical is not that great. So I think there's some explosion in there, and maybe that's a form thing. If you're going to be a rim protector, say what you want about Brooke Lopez. He can jump. He uses that whole 7'4" wingspan. Like, you're, you know, I think Tyler defensively, I don't know if he's like going to be a rim protector in that way. Milt Newton, the assistant GM, told us he thinks there's some athletic ability where he can maybe get out and defend on the perimeter a little easier. I can see that, Sparky, more than your sort of drop center. Offensively, you're right. I think 37% on catch and shoot threes, regardless of your competition, I think that's a measurable that projects well. His around the rim finishing, not great. Again, this goes back to sort of, okay, you're catching it down there. Can you get up and dunk and finish strongly? Clearly that needs to be worked on. But you're right. I do think he's closer than A.J. Johnson to being that rotation player. Maybe some of it's the G League experience, the fact that he played more, Sparky. Maybe it's the size. But I will agree with you. I think Tyler might be a hair closer to more actual minutes than the first round pick.
Oh, that overtime elite program, though, is completely different, though, than the G League. Because, I mean, you're talking about guys they're taking, and there's academics involved, there's the lifting, most of them are all down in Atlanta, those teams. They're kind of all together. Damian Wilkins, who oversees this whole thing, will join us coming up here at 3 o'clock. And in talking to him before, it's kind of more like the international game as far as how they get these guys ready to kind of play at the next level. There's a lot more basketball involved than, say, if you went to college or something else. And I think that's what's allowed them. They've got four guys here that have been top 10 picks. I mean, they had two in this draft that were in the top 10. They had two in last year's draft, Amen and his brother, the Thompson brothers or whatever. They were both their guys down there, too, for Overtime Elite. And I'm interested to see how this continues to play out because, like you brought up, you've got the G League guys, and they're doing it one way. And then you've got these Overtime Elite guys that are essentially like a high school program where they coach them up. And then you're given the opportunity. Okay, do you want to go to college from here? Or do you want to be treated kind of like a pro contract and get paid? But then no matter what happens, you can't go to college. But you are in line then to obviously to go to the draft and so forth. And it puts the pressure on the kid and the parent to make that decision.
Yeah, it's interesting, Sparty, especially with the shifting NIL stuff. I mean, at the G League, you know, Tyler is the last players, right? They're going to shutter that. So Marjan and Tyler, you know, the NBA thought they were filling a need of these high school guys who wanted to get paid but maybe didn't want to go to Europe. Overtime Elite, you're right, is an interesting, you know, mix or hybrid of that where you can go there, make money, remain eligible for college. And this was even a handful of years ago, like when Devontae Cobb from, you know, Milwaukee native went out there, right, or went down there, I should say, for a bit. You can maintain an eligibility. And I think they have had some players go to school out of there. And obviously there's others who, like Tyler, who went to the G League immediately afterwards. So, you know, in terms of that type of thing, Sparky, it is, I think, ever evolving at this point of where these pros are coming from, what their background is, be it Europe or these interesting sort of domestic options that exist.
Yeah, no question about it. He is Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. One last one for you. We start talking about, you know, three or four roster spots, whatever it's going to be in free agency. Are we assuming they're going to be old guys like Eric Gordon that'll fill these roles?
So I asked John Horst that the other day, and I said, look, you know, that is special. Like, Tyler Smith isn't he's not jumping out of the gym, but he's got some gifts, you know, that can allow him to do some things defensively. So, yeah, Sparky, it was kind of an in-between draft, I think. Like you either get younger now, or now you're in 2 years, you're waiting till 2026.
Okay, but let's go over this for a second. So we're talking about a bench that's going to have Tyler Smith on it, AJ Johnson, Beauchamp, Andre Jackson, Chris Livingston, and AJ Green. Those are six players, and of those six, only AJ Green anybody kind of trusts at this point. That's a lot of dudes that you really can't go to when you need to go to them if you're Doc Rivers.
So, well, I guess my counter to that, Sparky, is on a 15-man bench, only eight are playing in the playoffs, right?
Sure. Fine.
So, and if the issue, okay, so now we know that. So that means Chris Livingston, Tyler Smith, A.J. Johnson, maybe A.J. Green in some spots aren't going to play in the playoffs. Okay, so let's move that aside. If the argument or a beef, if you will, with the Bucks and coaches is, oh, they never play the young guys. How are they going to develop? Well, okay, well, now they're there. You mentioned that's half the roster. We know Giannis and Dame and Chris are going to miss games. What does that mean? That means the young guys have to play. So I think it's not perfect. I don't think anything ever is, Sparky, but if you're a fan, this might be the way to see it. Is like, okay, whoever these free agents are that they sign, those are going to be your 8 to 9 that carry you through the playoffs. And during the other 82, you actually get to see these young guys play a little bit because they kind of have to once injuries mount up or rest or what, however they choose to load manage.
Tyler Smith, their second-round pick, Jim Ozarski, I think is closer to being in a rotation for the Bucs than the first-round pick based on, again, what I've seen from him at overtime elite. A stretch four, I think, is what he is. Now, I saw some crazy stuff from Jake Fisher, NBA insider, talking about how they may see him as a future five behind Brooke Lopez. I don't see that at all. I think he's more of a stretch four. What do you make of Tyler Smith?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think the 7'1" wingspan, you know, makes you think, oh, he can be a rim protector. What's interesting is, you know, his max vertical. So what that means for fans is, you know, when you're running and you jump, is 38 inches. That's very good. AJ Johnson has that. However, his standing vertical is not that great. So I think there's some explosion in there, and maybe that's a form thing. If you're going to be a rim protector, say what you want about Brooke Lopez. He can jump. He uses that whole 7'4" wingspan. Like, I think Tyler defensively, I don't know if he's like going to be a rim protector in that way. Milt Newton, the assistant GM, told us he thinks there's some athletic ability where he can maybe get out and defend on the perimeter a little easier. I can see that, Sparky, more than your sort of drop center. Offensively, you're right. I think 37% on catch and shoot threes, regardless of your competition, I think that's a measurable that projects well. His around the rim finishing, not great. Again, this goes back to sort of, okay, you're catching it down there. Can you get up and dunk and finish strongly? Clearly that needs to be worked on. But you're right. I do think he's closer than AJ Johnson to being that rotation player. Maybe some of it's the G League experience, the fact that he played more, Sparky. Maybe it's the size. But I will agree with you. I think Tyler might be a hair closer to more actual minutes than the first round pick.
Oh, that overtime elite program, though, is completely different, though, than the G League. Because, I mean, you're talking about guys they're taking, and there's academics involved. There's the lifting. Most of them are all down in Atlanta, those teams. They're kind of all together. Damian Wilkins, who oversees this whole thing, will join us coming up here at 3 o'clock. And in talking to him before, it's kind of more like the international game as far as how they get these guys ready to kind of play at the next level. There's a lot more basketball involved than, say, if you went to college or something else. And I think that's what's allowed them. They've got four guys here that have been top 10 picks. I mean, they had two in this draft that were in the top 10. They had two in last year's draft, Amen and his brother, the Thompson brothers or whatever, they were both their guys down there too for Overtime Elite. And I'm interested to see how this continues to play out because, like you brought up, you've got the G League guys and they're doing it one way. And then you've got these Overtime Elite guys that are essentially like a high school program where they coach them up. And then you're given the opportunity. Okay, do you want to go to college from here? Or do you want to be treated kind of like a pro contract and get paid, but then no matter what happens, you can't go to college, but you are in line then to obviously to go to the draft and so forth, and it puts the pressure on the kid and the parent to make that decision.
Yeah, it's interesting, Sparky, especially with the shifting NIL stuff. I mean, at the G League, you know, Tyler is the last players, right? They're going to shutter that. So Marjan and Tyler, the NBA thought they were filling a need of these high school guys who wanted to get paid but maybe didn't want to go to Europe. Overtime Elite, you're right, is an interesting, you know, mix or hybrid of that where you can go there, make money, remain eligible for college. And this was even a handful of years ago, like when Devontae Cobb from, you know, Milwaukee native went out there, right, or went down there, I should say, for a bit. You can maintain an eligibility, and I think they have had some players go to school out of there. And obviously there's others who, like Tyler, who went to the G League immediately afterwards. So, you know, in terms of that type of thing, Sparky, it is, I think, ever evolving at this point of where these pros are coming from. what their background is, be it Europe or these interesting sort of domestic options that that exist.
Yeah, no question about it. He is Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. One last one for you. We start talking about, you know, three or four roster spots, whatever it's going to be in free agency. Are we assuming they're going to be old guys like Eric Gordon that'll fill these roles?
So I asked John Horst that the other day, and I said, look, I mean, you've tried it one way, meaning all these, and they have been 35 plus these last handful of years. And you know, John echoed Doc's statement. Well, you know, you could get a 30-year-old really athletic guy, and that is true. But notice he didn't say 36. I think some of it's going to be the market, Sparky. You know, there are cap space teams that may offer someone like a Chris Dunn, you know, $7 million a year. We don't know. The Bucks can only offer minimums, maybe a player option to try to entice them to pick them over, say, the Suns. Right. I think they'll, you know, they've got to look at a Beasley type, and Beasley, look, career high in 3-point percentage, 8-year vet, but he was still only 27 last year. Sparky, I think those are the guys they need to try to find to help this, to help be athletic, because, you know, your draft picks, as we started this conversation, at 19 years old, aren't really going to be in that mix. Who those guys will be, though, I think we're all going to have to wait and see what options are picked up or not, or, you know, you got to wait for the dominoes, Paul George, James Harden, all those things to sort of start this process. And then we'll see who's available, you know, come Sunday, 5, 6 o'clock.
Please tell me you don't think they would be in on Wiggins.
I don't see how that would be possible. They'd have to trade Chris Middleton. Just as a real quick for fans, like, they are operating as a second apron team, which means they cannot take more money then they're sending out. And Andrew Wiggins, like, unless you're trading Chris, Dame, or Giannis for Andrew Wiggins, he can't come to Milwaukee.
Perfect.
So, I mean, I guess you could trade Brooke, but then you don't have a center. So you'd have to tell me how that works also. But yeah, I don't see how Wiggins fits in Milwaukee currently.
I don't want Wiggins in Milwaukee. So I just want to make sure that's not happening. Jim Ozarski, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right, sounds good, Sparky. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Jim Ozarski, Bucks beat writer, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Ozarski.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.